Next, please. Good morning.
Hello. My name is Erin Hardigree. In 1984, Doug Peterson quit his job at a chain grocery store to try his hand at the American dream, starting his own small business. No small feat, especially back then. With the building of suburban malls, people had stopped thinking of downtown as the shopping and touring destination it once was. Doug saw the city trying, building Pioneer Square, turning the empty Olds and King department store into the Galleria, and took a chance on them. In the last 30-plus years, the Petersons on Morrison has seen a lot of changes and, unfortunately, the loss of many small businesses. With determination and hard work, Petersons has stayed through it all and has become a downtown staple that is relied on by many people. Tourists in need of directions, local Oregon wines and late-night hotel munchies, office workers picking up their lunch, people who live in the neighborhood needing milk and bread, even the food carts rely on us for bags of ice. Doug invested in the city in its time of need. Now he needs it from you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Angela Bruce. I'm a German immigrant who moved to Portland 5.5 years ago. I spent the first 7 months searching for employment opportunities throughout the entire city and surrounding counties. When no one bothered to return the response after I applied for a various position or afraid to give me a chance because I was a former military spouse that moved every 2 to 4 years. Doug gave me an opportunity while employed at Petersons. I was offered a full-time position with health benefits after 1 year of employment. Through hard work and dedication, I was promoted to assistant manager and eventually to store manager because Doug believed in my potentials. I am here before you today to express the effects of a closure would negatively impact the local communities. In any given day, up to 1,000 people of various demographics visits Petersons on Southwest Morrison. Our patrons consist of tourists, local and sporting events patrons, TriMet passengers, local residents, and nearby business employees. The particular store generates 50% of our revenue for our company. A loss of this revenue from the closure would result in termination of 10 employees and a manager. Not only would the decision to close our location result in significant loss of revenue, but it would dismantle the relationship we had developed with our customer throughout the years of our operation. I am urging you today to consider the ramifications such from decision would negatively impact the community that relies on our business and the livelihood of the employees facing termination. If you consider to impose a closure to Peterson or Morrison and Tens, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a PowerPoint. Yeah. My name is Jill Hymanson, and I'm the lobbyist for Petersons. Thank you for considering our testimony today. So first of all, what I would like to do is just show how the Portland Plan aligns with keeping Petersons open. In the Portland Plan, it says that the local businesses help define community character, can reduce the need for travel for goods and services, and contribute extensively to Portland's overall attractiveness and resilience. Petersons certainly does that by nature of being a convenience store. The next, supporting the vitality of Portland neighborhood-based businesses as part of the Portland Plan, as well as providing economic security for low-income households, which is like the employees that work there, and not only that, the people they serve, they have LGBT, women, minorities, disabled people, people with records, that all are employees that would threat for losing their jobs. And then also, Petersons has healthy and convenient and affordable foods. I went there yesterday and took these pictures. They have fresh fruits and vegetables and dairy products and lots of ways to stay hydrated. Then also the most important thing, though, is the historic resource preservation. Other cities, especially San Francisco, they have this thing called Proposition J that they started in 2015, where they want to save their legacy businesses, which are businesses that are 30-plus years old. And what they do is they give the employers a yearly grant per employee, and then they give the owners of the building, and they give them a grant $450 per square foot with a cap of 5,000 feet because they want to keep these local businesses that have been around for decades because it contributes to the character of the community, and it's just a really good thing to do. These are all the businesses that they have saved so far under the Legacy Business Program in San Francisco. Seattle and Chicago have similar programs. And then finally, I just want to take a brief moment to show you this video about the seismic concerns
with the
building.
Under the west end of the bridge, concrete columns containing very little steel reinforcement will fail early.
Now, granted, that's under the Burnside Bridge, but the picture on the left is what the parking structure looks like for that building, and it looks like it's very similar construction, and so you can see what would probably happen in the event of the earthquake. I don't believe that this remodel is going to be addressing these seismic concerns because it's right under the limit, so that's something to think about, too. Do you guys have any questions?
I just have one. I mean, I don't think the value of Petersons is in dispute or the quality of Petersons is in dispute or the value of Petersons to the community is in dispute. Isn't the real question here whether or not it sounds like you're saying you don't need to move out during this rehab of this facility. Is that your main argument?
Yes. That is one of the arguments for sure, yeah. And, you know, just it would be losing something as far as the community goes. It's been there for decades, and there's a whole, I mean, they have 1,000 customers a day that go through there.
Right, and nobody disputes that. This is really
they're
an engineering.
They're basically just doing the stairwells on the corners, and
well,
we're in the middle of the building.
So it's an engineering question, isn't
we're
it, really?
In the middle of the building.
Because nobody has said you can't come back after the rehab is done. And it's my understanding that since February of 2016, it's been clear or made clear to the tenants they'd have to move out for this rehab. So I guess my question, just trying to figure it out from my perspective, is the question the value of Petersons, which from my perspective is not in dispute.
Okay.
I value it. The question is really, do you have to move out? Isn't that framing the question?
During the construction.
Well, it's more than that. Actually, in the writing, we don't fit the qualifications of the businesses that will be allowed back in afterwards. So they've pretty much told us that we will not be allowed back in. That's the other problem.
That's not what they're telling me. So I want to make sure if there is this dispute, I want to make sure we have that resolved. So maybe I could make a suggestion. I know you've met with Kyle in my office previously. He is upstairs and listening to this and would love to have the opportunity before you leave to have a conversation to see if we can frame the discussion here.
Okay.
Because I want to be very clear, nobody here is disputing the value of Petersons, particularly to the downtown community. I personally stipulate all of that.
Okay. Yeah, I was actually looking for trying to find an example of like a mall or some other retail store that went through a major remodel that completely shut down. Throughout the country, there's obviously huge remodeling projects, and they seem to all stay open, and that was one of their marketing. We are staying open all during the construction.
Right, and so I think there is a need for a more focused conversation about the engineering question. I'll just fess up. I'm not qualified to give you a competent answer on that question, but it's certainly one I think worth pursuing.
Okay, yeah.
Good.
That sounds great. Thank
Good.
You.
So the mayor's office is just upstairs, and Kyle will be hanging out waiting for you.
Great.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your testimony today. Thank you, Mr. Peterson.
One more.
Thank you.
Number 846, Robert Faith.
Nor can I count.
To the council regarding Peterson's convenience store.
Thank you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Mayor, and good morning to both of you. I'd like to thank the city for having these kind of hearings publicly. I grew up in Boston, and to get in front of the mayor, you need to know somebody, you know somebody kind of deal. It's a lot of inside baseball. The public response to these kind of meetings is one of the reasons why I chose to live here when I found out what the city was about. Coming back into Petersons, I thought you acknowledge its value. We are part of the community. I appreciate even that. You're listening, and it warms my heart. I mean that literally. I'm not a false-speaking man. The leasing of our space has been month to month for years. We've been trying to get a long-term lease, the five-year kind that most businesses get. You, the city, are our landlord, but you're going to give up this leasing right to the Portland Development Commission, or soon to be Prosper Portland. Now, this is their first opportunity taking over leasing spots, and how they treat local businesses or small businesses, I think you'll have some major input into that. We weren't guaranteed to return. They were going to see if we qualified. It's not an unqualified term, and we've been there for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not gentrified. We're our convenience store. We're not a boutique, but we serve all levels of Portland business from the guys who live on the street, get a cup of coffee in the winter, and, you know, they're here. We deal with them. There are places they can go, and we're one of the spots, and people don't like that they're around, but we'll serve them because the human beings want a cup of coffee. But we'll take lawyers, too, so we don't discriminate against anybody. Now, we've been trying for that lease for years, you know, and the remodeling, it's going to happen. We want to stay open as long as we can. If they stop at a certain type and they're starting on one side of the building, it's going to take them 3 months to get on our side. We want those 3 months. I mean, that's an ask. You'll have, again, it's an engineering question and how they're going to do it and how long we can stay there. If we have to leave, of course we will. We're not, we don't own the building. But that guarantee to come back when we do have to move out is the important thing. He keeps people on during slow periods, off season. He doesn't let people go. He's not he'll hire up and keep his staff on during the, as long as they want to work with us. And we have like 30 odd employees all year round, and some of them part-time, some of them full-time. We'll accommodate all the hours we can. Letting half our staff go because our main store is gone is what, he'll probably keep them on and just, staff from other stores if we know we can get them back and people don't have to lose their jobs over it. It's that kind of guarantee, the kind of relationship that, the Portland Development Commission is going to have with small businesses downtown if they're going to take over leasing. How you go forward from here with us and other people in that building who want to come back, like Boy Fort. That's what I want you guys to consider strongly, where are we at as a city?
Very good.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your testimony.